Yes, we see.
Folks, welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer, and my co-host again this week is, and I keep threatening to fire him, America's canine expert, Mark German.
Thank you, Susan. Hello, everyone. Susan, I just love that New England accent of yours. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You can find out more about us, Susan and Mark, at americascanineacademy.net. Go check out our website, americascanineacademy.net. You can email us here live, pettalk@live.com. We're looking forward to your questions again. We always do every week. Susan, you have an announcement.
Well, I have a quick announcement, folks. You can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7. By going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web. Again, that's WPETTalkRadio.com on the web. Or on your smartphone, go to WPETTalkRadio on the TuneIn app. Now, let's get started because we've got a great show here today. We absolutely love Super Gravy and Sliders, which are products that are made by a company called Clear Conscious Pet. And these award-winning products are the best on the market. And today we have a very special guest. He is the co-founder of Clear Conscious Pet, Anthony Benny. And Anthony is a holistic nutritional expert. He writes, speaks, and appears frequently in broadcast media. And very fortunately for us, he appears every week on our show to announce a special of the week specifically for our listeners. And today he's actually going to be our guest for the whole show because he just wrote another fantastic article, and he's going to talk about that with us today. Welcome back, Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Susan and Mark, and thank you guys for your kindness, and I wish you and your listeners a happy, healthy, and abundant new year.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And let's start off with the specials, because we get emails all the time about the specials and where do we go to get them and how can we get them? Because these are amazing specials you're having. So can you tell us what you have going on now and where they can get your products? And then we'll get into your article.
There's a few things we have because we're always trying to offer some fun deals and just to make it easy for people to try our stuff. So first, Leader 20, and that's in honor of your program, is something that's kind of ongoing. So keep in mind for your listeners, no matter what else is happening, just because you're listening to Leader the Pack and our good friends Mark and Susan, you're entitled to a 20% discount just by entering Leader 20 at checkout. Now, remember, sometimes it kind of sounds like Clear Conscious Pet, so I worry sometimes that folks don't find us. So remember, it's conscience, and that's C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E pet.com. But another sneaky way to get to our website is just go to supergravy.com. That brings you to the Super Gravy page of our website, and then you can navigate from there. So some folks have told me, hey, that's great. That gets us right there. So in addition to that, we have a couple of fun closeouts, which are just some products that are in older packaging that are substantial discounts. You can see those on the homepage, as well as some great deals on our Crunchers Organic Cookies as we're reintroducing them. So we have some closeouts and specials. So there's a whole laundry basket of great offers there. And, our motto is that we just want to make it as easy as possible for people to get started with the best products in the world. And we are very, very honored to have been nominated to be the best dog treat of the year by the Doggington Post, which is one of the largest online newspapers for dog lovers. We'd appreciate your votes on that, but again, it's a nice honor to be recognized for that. And Pet Product News has selected Super Gravy as a must-have inventory essential for 2014. So that's kind of a business-to-business thing, but it's a really nice honor that magazine is telling the retailers out there that they really need to be stocking this product. So we hope they'll pay attention. But in the meantime, we're ready, willing, and able to service you directly.
Well, we adopted, awesome. Or not adopted, we rescued a dog yesterday and brought it home and tried to feed it, and he wouldn't eat a lick. And so the next meal, we added the super gravy to it. Now, this was just yesterday. Added the super gravy to it, and you'd think he was starving to death. So we just love your super gravy.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to mention that we're just now, and this is, again, a huge honor for us, and that's really the way we look at it, Amanda and I, and you know, our whole family, my dad and my niece, who run our family company, that we're just kicking off our program of support for the veterans that you have placed dogs with for the H4 Heroes program, and getting ready to send out some super gravy to those folks, and we're just thrilled to be doing that, and I just want to congratulate and actually just give you my tremendous respect for the hard work that you're doing, because I know that you're spending countless hours to raise the money, to get the dogs trained, to match the dogs to the veterans that need them. And so you guys are really doing, sorry to be religious for a second, the Lord's work as far as I'm concerned, and we just are just honored to be a small part of it.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I don't think you're a small part of it. You're a big part of it. And I tell you, I posted on Facebook this morning that you, for our veterans to look for their package in the mail, that you'll be sending them something. And I know they're excited, and their dogs are going to love it.
Well,
now,
we
are going to have to go to break here in a couple of minutes. But before we go to break, I wanted to chat really quick. And then as soon as we come back for break, we will start in on the article. But I wanted to mention again about the book. Folks, Anthony, along with yours truly, Susan and Mark, along with a host of best-selling authors, all contributed to a major book project called In Dogs We Trust. And the stories in the book are heartwarming, and the greatest thing is they are all true. And you can buy a copy. And 100% of the proceeds are going to go to charities that supply service dogs. They're going to go to charities that rescue dogs from shelters. They're going to go to charities that help veterans with PTSD, such as LZ Grace and the Michael P. Murphy Education Foundation will also be receiving funds from the proceeds of the book. This is a great gift for anyone you know who loves dogs or veterans, and the project was just, we were honored to all be a part of it. I know, Anthony, you feel the same way, and Anthony's actually providing a $10 gift certificate along with the book order, so you can actually pay for the book by ordering goodies for your dog with the gift certificate. So we encourage everybody to order a copy. You can order it from the Veteran Traveler website, veterantraveler.com. You can go to Anthony's website, clearconsciencepet.com, and order a copy. And then you can go to America's Canine Academy, and we have links on there as well. So everybody, please order your book. This is to support a fantastic cause, and we appreciate it. Now we're going to go to break, and when we get back, we will hear more from Anthony.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry,
tastes great. I love
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And remember, you can now hear all of our shows
Mark.
Anytime, 24/7. Yes, he is. Just go to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Now, we're talking to holistic nutritional expert Anthony Benny with Clear Conscience Pet, and he's going to give us some great nutritional advice for this year. He just wrote an article called 14 Resolutions for a Healthier and Happier Pet in 2014. And Anthony, go ahead and get started. I am so excited about these tips. And I know there's a lot of people out there who really need this information. It's so important to the dog's health, happiness, but also their behavior, which is what Mark and I work on, is fixing bad behavior. And a lot of it stems from nutrition. So this is important stuff, folks. Anthony, get us started.
Well, we'd love people to be thinking as we enter a new year, and it's always kind of a good time to reassess different things that we're doing in our lives. And since we're here all about our dogs and their health and happiness, and I'd like to link those things because, let's face it, we want our dogs to be happy. It's not enough to just have them, survive. We're trying to make them feel great and sort of we repay them for the love they give us. So by coming up with our 14 resolutions for 2014, we hope to at least point some folks in the right direction. And remember, you don't have to memorize all this. It is available on the website, but what a great opportunity to kind of discuss it with two of my favorite people. So I'll jump right in, and there's no real particular order, I have to say. I'm jumping around a bit here, but I want to start with the whole concept of just reducing the carbohydrates in your dog's diet. And it might sound complicated, but it's really simple. You need more meat and less grain and less filler in your dog's diet. And that is a perfect step to better health for your dog that's very simple to achieve. And the way to do that is to look at your pet food labels and make sure your meat ingredients are the first ingredients in the diet and that there's not tons of these ingredients like, pea flour, rice bran, rice flour, wheat, corn, et cetera, et cetera. Use a little bit of common sense when you look at that label. And I want to take my hat off to any company and kind of put it out there to the companies that you guys know I was involved in the dog food business for a long time, and now we do the Super Gravy and our amazing treats. So I'm very objective when it comes to the food side of the business. I have no personal stake in that sense. What I want to do is recommend that people find dog foods that list the carbohydrate percentage on the label. The better companies are starting to do that. And if you look at a food with a target range of less than 30% carbohydrates, 30% or less, I think you're really going to be heading in the right direction. So if your current food does not offer carbohydrate content, call or write the manufacturer. Ask them what percentage of carbohydrates is in the diet. One of two things will happen. If it's a good company, they're going to give you that information readily. If it's a company that's trying to dodge and weave, they're going to be evasive about it, and that might tell you right there that you may need to consider a different food. So please get that carbohydrate percentage down. Very few things you can do that will immediately impact your dog's health as importantly as that will. And right in conjunction with that, and it's really in the same point as my point number two, is make meat protein the cornerstone of your dog's diet. You really should be providing 75 to 80% of your intake for your dog with meat protein. So, again, it's a question of reading labels and knowing your food choices. The third thing, and I don't want to just keep talking. I'm going to give you guys a chance to throw in some feedback, but it's a lot of material to cover, but it's pretty straightforward, and that's while we're telling you what we want you to do, which is to lower carbohydrates and increase meat protein, we're also going to tell you what we don't want you to do, and that's to use products with chemical preservatives. And it's pretty easy to recognize when you read a dog food label. What's a chemical preservative? It's something that doesn't sound like a food. It's something like titanium dioxide, like propylgallate, like BHA, BHT. There's a bunch of glycerin out there in the soft, moist treat category that we're not very positive about. We created sliders to specifically eliminate glycerin from the tender treat category and provide a meaty treat without glycerin, which is being, I believe, really overused. So throw in keeping sugar out of your diet, and we have a good basic game plan. Increase meat content, decrease carbohydrates, eliminate chemical preservatives, and eliminate sugars. You do not need sugar, high fructose corn syrup, maple syrup, honey, or any of those things in your dog's daily diet. Dogs are not sugar eaters. They do not use sugar the way humans do. So if you follow those rules alone, you're going to be right there at the top of the holistic nutrition pyramid, because you're going to be doing all the basic right things for your dog. And you'll see the difference. You'll see better coat and skin. You'll see a calmer dog. And that's where Mark and Susan's work with the Canine Academy comes in. And I'm so excited and, you know, I'm proud to be their friend, because very few trainers out there, or not enough, I would say, acknowledge the link between nutrition and behavior. Just like in children, if you give children too much of refined carbohydrates, chemical preservatives, and certainly sugars, as we know, you will tend to have kids that are bouncing off the walls. Grown-ups, too, I guess, and we all can be there. We all have our sugar cravings. If you see a dog that can't calm down, and it's not a puppy, and we're talking about an adult dog, look at the diet first. Because if you can identify the fact that you're using a very high carbohydrate grocery type diet, and you've got a dog that you're having very difficult behavior problems with, the first thing to do is to pick up the phone, call Mark and Susan, and at the same time, change that food. Because between getting some good behavior advice and changing the diet, you will see dramatic improvement, and I think you guys would agree with that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, Anthony, what I like about just in number one with where you state that, you know, reducing the carbohydrates, just because a food or a treat is grain-free doesn't necessarily mean it's low in carbs, and people don't understand that sometimes, that, okay, so they've taken the corn and the wheat out of it and the flours and the different things, and instead they use potatoes. Well, folks, potatoes is higher in higher glycemic index than corn. So yeah, okay, we got rid of the corn, but we're putting something worse in there. So really, really read your labels, guys. I'm so glad you mentioned that percentage. I was not even aware that it needed to be 30% or less, and that they should really put a percentage on the bag. So thank you for giving us that information.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for pointing out the grain-free aspect, because I hadn't mentioned that when I just skimmed over that point. And grain-free has become the fastest-growing category in pet food, and like with anything else, when it becomes too popular, just like, for example, when a dog breed becomes too popular and gets overbred, well, the same thing happens when a concept in dog food gets overdone to where everyone wants that buzzword in their package. And don't just look for potato, look for, and again, these ingredients aren't evil, but it's a question of quantity. If you have tapioca, pea flour, all these different substitutes for what the grains used to be, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've made a dramatic improvement in the diet. You're grain-free, but you still could be very high carb. So look for ingredients that are not meats, and again, if there's no carbohydrate percentage on the product, I'm not going to give you a complex mathematical formula. It would ruin our program today. You can figure that out, but you don't need to. Call the manufacturer, and they are, I believe, morally obliged to give you that information. And if they don't, I would shop for a different dog food.
Well, let's
Absolutely.
Get back to,
We've got to, go to break
your list
really
once
quick.
We get back from this
Mark.
Break.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Back, folks. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. Remember, you can now hear all of our shows anytime 24/7. Just go to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or go to WPETTalkRadio on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Now, we're talking to one of our favorite people in the industry today, Anthony Benny with Clear Conscience Pet. And he is the creator of Super Gravy and Sliders, among some of his other products. And he's been going over his 14 resolutions for a happier and healthier pet in 2014. Now, we've talked about carbohydrates and sugars and the bad preservatives. But we're going to go on to some of the other things that that maybe are not so well known by most people. So, Anthony, let's get back to your list here. We've talked about sugar. We've talked about preservatives. We've talked about making sure the meat protein is there. Because, come on, guys, dogs are carnivores. And then we've talked about reducing the carbohydrate intake. What's next?
Well, one thing that I think that is not as intuitively obvious to people is the concept of supplementation not necessarily being a good thing if it's overdone. So let me state that a different way. If you're using a commercial dog food, and I don't mean by that low quality, I mean any product that is deemed by AFCO, which is our regulatory authority on pet foods in this country, as a complete and balanced diet, legally it is required to have a market basket, so to speak, of vitamins and minerals that have been dictated by years of research. And whether we agree with those specific points or not, the basic concept is a sound one, that we don't want to be selling diets that don't provide essential minerals like calcium and phosphorus in the right balance, et cetera. However, if you're using that type of a dog food, which is a complete and balanced diet, you do not need to supplement a multivitamin on top of that. There are some vitamins that actually can be toxic if they're overdone. So while we might kind of in our hearts think, well, if my dog's going to be even healthier, I'll give them a multivitamin every day on top of their dog food, I personally don't recommend that. Supplementation to me should be used for specific reasons. For example, if your dog has some early arthritic symptoms, or if you want to do preventive, use stuff like glucosamine specifically. If your dog has some dry skin and coat issues, look for fatty acids like your omega-3 fish oil or Nice flaxseed oil products can be nice as well. Look for those specific oils. Don't hit the dog with a ton of extra supplements. First of all, it's unnecessary money, and let's face it, we all need to watch our wallets. But second of all, it's either not helpful or can actually be harmful if it's overdone. So please don't over-supplement. The exception is if you're making your own food for your dog, which there are a certain percentage out there that do that, and I always say, hey, if you're going to do that, you better do your homework, then you are going to need to add vitamin and mineral supplementation to make sure that it's balanced. So please don't over-supplement. And I think that, again, if you have a supplement need, then you find the exact supplement for that need rather than throwing a bunch of stuff into your dog's body that they don't need. So that's something that I think you can really, you know, take to the bank. And kind of dovetailing right into that is shopping wisely in general. And shopping wisely doesn't mean always finding, of course, the cheapest product. It means finding the right product for your dog. Some people will tell me, you know, I want the most expensive food I can buy, which is kind of a funny thing to ask, but I think that their heart's in the right place. They love their dogs, and they just want to go, you know, for the tippy top in quality. What I say to them is, the cheapest food is probably never going to be a good choice, but the most expensive may not be either. You really need to find the food that works well for your dog, and that follows into one of my other points, which is no food or treat is perfect for every pet. We'd love to think that our products are as close as you can get in our treats, and because everything's hypoallergenic and grain-free, gluten-free, free of all the chemical preservatives or supplements. But when it comes to your daily use dog food, if your food is not working for you, and this happens frequently, and it's a shame, really, is that a food that's been working well, all of a sudden the pet guardians, you know, the family that shares their life with this particular dog, sees that the food isn't working as well. How do you know that? Skin and coat doesn't look as lustrous or soft. The animal's energy level may decrease. You could even see signs of, like, you know, doggy depression. Sometimes if a food stops working for a dog, it's because the manufacturer, unfortunately, has changed their formula without alerting the public. And there is a lot of precedent for this, and I'm sad to say it as someone in this industry for 23 years, but it happens. So don't hesitate, if you are not seeing the results you want from a food that you're using, to go to go to a good independent retailer that you know is knowledgeable and talk to them about alternatives that would be good for your dog's age, breed, lifestyle, activity level, etc. So, you know, for 2014, one of my resolutions is don't stick with a food that's not working for you. It may seem obvious, but lots of times people say, well, you know, we're reluctant to change because it's very disruptive to the dog. But hey, let's face it, something's not working. What do you got to do? You got to fix it. So don't stay married to a food that's not doing the job for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I really like the over-supplementation. That is not something that I was really aware of, is that some of, if you're over-supplementing, you can actually harm your dog. And that's something I wasn't aware of. So that's good information right there.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that, and you're bringing this kind of back to some of the more disturbing discussions that we've had earlier in the year about the treats from China causing or allegedly causing serious health problems. Well, when you talk about issues like these supplements, well, unfortunately, a lot of folks don't realize that we don't really have a vitamin manufacturing industry in this country to speak of, and that's the sad truth about too many industries. And these vitamin and mineral supplements come from, I'm sorry to tell you, China, and probably 80% or so. So what you're doing is you're having an American-made food that's using these Chinese supplements, and certain supplements are not water-soluble. And things like your synthetic vitamin A, synthetic vitamin E are two key examples of non-water-soluble supplements that are synthesized in a laboratory, and they can accumulate in the tissue of a dog's body or a human's body, for that matter. So I'm just warning people in a you know, friendly and not an alarmist way, save your money. Don't over-supplement. Stick with a food that has that supplementation included if it's working for you, and then select other supplementation if you need it for a specific reason for your dog. And that's really a good strategy to follow. And again, you know, save that extra money for that supplement, that, you know, $20, and buy yourselves a bag of super gravy and put the other $10 in your pocket, for crying out loud. So, you know, let's make good choices, and our dogs will love us for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, another reason to buy super gravy is number 9 on your list, which is also something that is a bit new to me, just since we've known you, is to hydrate the food. Talk to us about that.
Well,
wait, hold on. Before we get into that, Susan, before we get into the hydrate, which I think is very important, and we've changed our practices, we need to take a commercial break to pay for this show. So we'll be right back after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net. Where dog whisperers are trained.
You are listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. Now remember, you can hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7. Just go to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Now, we're talking to Anthony Benny with Clear Conscience Pet. His products have won multiple awards, and he is a holistic pet nutritionist, and he's been giving us some really great information today. I hope you guys are taking notes. And just before we went to break, we were about to start in on hydrating the dog food. So I'm going to let Anthony take back over and tell us about that one.
Thank you, Susan, so much. You know, let's look at this from a really common sense standpoint. What are our dogs really? They are domesticated wolves. If you were to see what a wolf would eat in the wild, I am going to tell you that you're not going to come across hard, dry chunks of protein, fat, carbohydrates, and vitamins and minerals all wrapped together in a hard piece. That's what we feed our dogs the vast majority of the time in this country. And we've also been sold a bit of a bill of goods either by omission or by outright deception that dry dog food helps to keep dogs' teeth clean. Well, I'm sorry to rid us of both of those misconceptions. One, you're not going to get healthy teeth from eating dry dog food. You're going to have to take proper care of your dog's teeth by brushing, by doing occasional teeth cleaning by a qualified veterinarian, or if you're so inclined, I believe in using real bones, but that's a very personal preference, but nothing keeps a dog's teeth clean like real bones. So once we get that objection out of the way, now let's look at dry food on its own merit. The fact is that a dog eating dry food is chowing down that dry food, and they got that big bowl of water next to it. So you would think, well, gosh, they're getting plenty of water, right? Well, it doesn't really work that way because the water and the kibble fight each other. The kibble is designed to resist air and moisture by definition, so it stays fresh in a bag for a really long time. So what I found when I was researching this was we could cure a lot of the irritable bowel issues, which is one of the biggest reasons that people bring their dogs to veterinarians, is for stomach problems, for diarrhea, for constipation, for vomiting, all part of the same syndrome that we like to call IBD, or irritable bowel disease. And my practice, so to speak, as a nutritionist, has shown me that dogs that eat hydrated food are dramatically less likely to experience these problems. So what I did was to come up with a way to make water and kibble work together. Sure, you can just go ahead and dump some water into your kibble, and if that's your choice, please do it, because I'd rather you do that than feed the food dry. But you'll notice it doesn't create much excitement for your dog, because the water just kind of swims around with the kibble. The Super Gravy Dry Mix is designed to attract moisture molecules to the kibble so that literally by osmosis, the kibble starts to pre-digest a bit and the dog is eating a moist food instead of a dry food. It goes into their stomach moist instead of trying to collect moisture from the water in the stomach. So I'm, you know, trying to create an image here, and I'll give you the really, unfortunately, the kind of a gross way to prove my point. How many times have you seen, you know, when a dog occasionally wants to decide to eliminate the food that they've just been fed, and maybe 35, 45 minutes, an hour after you feed them, and you notice, oh my gosh, there's a big pile of kibble on the carpet. Well, that's because that food's not digesting. So think about it. You're not only giving the dog something they don't digest very well, but you're also wasting money, because if a certain percentage of that food never properly digests before it goes out the other end of your dog, you're throwing that money away along with the poop. So let's face it, this isn't like maybe the most glamorous thing to discuss, but I'm telling you that I have seen such great turnarounds with dogs just from the hydration principle. And you know what? People intuitively understand this, because we have hundreds of millions of dollars worth of canned dog food that still gets purchased in this country. And I'm a fan of canned food. I think it's a great way to augment your dog's diet. But it's an expensive way, and it also has a lot of waste associated with it in terms of buying cans. And you're literally shipping water all over the country. Every can of dog food has 78 to 82% water. So my idea was, let's let you use the water from home so we don't have to pay to ship water around the country, and let's create the essence of what makes a great canned dog food work well with dry food. And we've been just very fortunate that Super Gravy has just fit that niche so perfectly, and that's why we've been, I believe, you know, privileged to receive some of the recognition and awards, including this most recent from Pet Product News for Super Gravy. So, you know, it's a simple thing to do, and it's 100% guaranteed. Try the Super Gravy. Go to supergravy.com, put in LEADER20 as your code. You get 20% off. The everyday price is $12.95, so that'll take it down to around $10 plus shipping. That's a 30-day supply, so do the math. It's about 35, 38 cents a day. And you're not going to get canned food for that kind of price, not a good quality canned food. So let's make our dogs healthier in 2014 by feeding them a hydrated diet. First of all, they're going to look at you like, you know, like it's Thanksgiving every day, because a dog that's been getting dry food for, you know, a long period of time, who gets their first meal with Super Gravy, as you two have seen with your own eyes, it's like a dramatic revelation. The dog practically jumps out of their skin. They're so excited. If our dogs could talk, they would tell us, please feed me moist food like I would eat in the wild, because I'm not going to be out there finding dry, hard chunks as my diet. I'm going to be eating game. And this brings our dogs back to what I would consider a more natural diet. Now, let's face it, there's some really high, you know, high-level, sophisticated, I guess you would call it, feeders out there that create their own diets. They're using raw meats and vegetables and creating a holistic diet of their own. And my hat's off to those folks if they're doing their homework. But the vast majority of us don't have time to do that. So the Super Gravy is a way to kind of bridge the gap between our everyday busy lives and our desire to feed a hydrated natural diet to our dogs. So the only thing I would add is, please choose a high-quality kibble. Even though Super Gravy will enhance any kibble, let's, again, look for a low-carbohydrate, high-meat content, dry kibble. You're not going to find it for $20 for 40 pounds, folks. I'm sorry to tell you. You're going to have to buy one of the higher-end foods, but doesn't have to be the most expensive in the world. Just go out and find a good meat-based dry food, add Super Gravy, and like I said, I don't care if you lose, you know, 9/10 of the bag. I'll give you the empty bag guarantee. If you use our product for 30 days and you're not happy with it, well, I'm going to be disappointed personally, and I'm going to want you to have your money back, but I'm going to want to know why it didn't work too, because it's very, very rare that anyone communicates that to us. It's honestly like 99% of success with dogs with the product. So I'm sorry, that's a little bit of a commercial, and I try to educate more than promote. But
no, that's all right. But
We found a product that works, so we want you to share it with the public.
Absolutely, and we know it works. We use it here with our rescue dogs and our service dogs. It's so easy to use. That's the other thing. Well, again, we're going to get on one more topic after this next break, and it's not really what you're feeding your dog, but what you suggest as far as vaccines and things like that. So after these breaks, we're going to get back with Anthony and talk about vaccines.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong?
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. Now, remember, you can hear all of our shows anytime 24/7 at WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Now, we're talking today to nutritional expert Anthony Benny with Clear Conscience Pet, and he's given us some great advice for 2014. I hope everybody's taking notes. This is really good stuff. Anthony, just before we went to break, we talked about how important it is to add moisture to your food, and you have this fantastic product that does the trick called Super Gravy. I hope everybody will give it a try. And this segment, you know, was a really important topic that Mark wanted to talk about, and that's less vaccines, more titer testing. Tell us about that.
Well, this is where we go out, as you said, out from the basic nutritional track and into some of the really, I think, really important other ways that we can enhance our pet's life and longevity, actually. The problem with vaccines, and you know, again, I open myself up to the arrows coming right at my chest when I start talking about this, but I'm willing to do it because I think it's very important. Think about it. When you get your polio vaccine or your TB vaccine or your, or you know, perhaps a tetanus shot, you don't go back and get that every 6 months or every year. Your body, if you're a basically healthy person, maintains those immunities for virtually for life. In some cases, like for example, none of us get polio vaccines throughout our life. We get them when we're children, and that's that. So I won't go into every detail of the human aspect of this, but I just want to point that out so people kind of realize that we're not just talking pie in the sky here. It's your own direct experience will confirm that your doctor is not giving you vaccines every year when you're an adult. Well, we do that to our dogs, and I think that the reason it happens is a well-intentioned reason, which is the veterinarians want to see your dog every year to check them out. And I won't say that it's because they want your money, because I think that most of the vets out there are very conscientious. They just want to make sure you're getting regular care. However, it's become a custom to give revaccinations every year when those exams occur just as something to do. It doesn't make sense. So some really brilliant people in the last 10 years or so, and I don't know who they are, but if I had the chance, I would give them my hugest respect, developed something called titer testing, T-I-T-E-R. And what it is a method where you can take blood work from your dog. And when you bring them in for that exam, you need to tell your vet, I would prefer to do titer testing than to revaccinate. What will happen if your vet is a good vet? They'll say, absolutely, we can do that for you, but be aware that it's going to cost $150, $200, depending what it is, in your area. It can vary, but they may try to scare you away from it by saying, if you come back and your immunities aren't high, you're now going to have to still spend the money to vaccinate. So basically they make people feel like, well, I might as well just go ahead and vaccinate. Well, that's like going ahead and saying, well, you know, I'll just bring my kid in and revaccinate them five times more than they need to save the trouble of potentially having to go back to the doctor again. It's a silly premise, and it's one that's very destructive to dogs' health. There's a lot of issues that have been identified with the over-vaccination, and we have people, and this is anecdotal, I have to be very careful, but who say that their dogs have died after receiving a certain vaccine or have become very ill. And that's because their bodies don't need it. I believe it's rejecting it because it's unnecessary. So we just got our dogs' annual exams, and both Taylor Bay and Ozzy came back with sky-high immunity levels for all the key things like parvo, all the things that we vaccinate our dogs for. Now, the one thing to be cautious of is, by law, rabies must be revaccinated in most areas every 2 to 3 years, and you know, you're actually a lawbreaker if you don't do that. But all the other vaccines are optional, and I would highly recommend. And the problem is, and I just talked to someone about this yesterday, they said, you know, I was a little nervous asking my vet. Well, the vets are not yet getting to the point where they're offering this. Some, I'm sure, do, but the vast majority, you have to ask them. I'd love to see that change and have veterinarians have a very clear, you know, information point right in their offices to say your options are to get the blood work done or to get the revaccination. So let's stop over-vaccinating our dogs. And I'm telling you, there's very few things that we can do once we get past the nutrition that would have an impact on your dog's life, longevity, and health than stopping the madness of over-vaccinating. So there you have it. I'm putting it out there. And again, it's not something that that most people will think about because they just want to do what the vet tells them to do. Veterinarians don't want to recommend titer testing because it complicates their life, because they feel as if, well, then if the dog comes back with low immunity, I'm going to have to get the person back in to vaccinate. I'm telling you, very, very rarely do you ever get an animal that comes back without the antibodies being judged as sufficient to maintain the immunity to that particular disease. So you know, take this advice to the bank. I think it's something that could help millions of dogs out there.
Yes, great idea. And I actually have an appointment tomorrow for an annual visit. So that's something I will discuss with my veterinarian. Now, we are actually out of time for this week, but folks, there's a few more resolutions on Anthony's list, and I invite you and encourage you to go to clearconsciencepet.com or even supergravy.com to access his article and get the rest of these issues, read about them, find out what else you should be looking for, because this is fantastic information and everyone should know this. So,
and we've also got a new article about winter weather care tips, do's and don'ts, and I know that hopefully the deep freeze is starting to abate a little bit in the Midwest of the country, but I thought it was a good time to remind people of some good tips for cold weather care for dogs and cats. So all that stuff's available. We try to educate as much as we can and hope that through our education people might actually find our products as well. But to me, my first goal was education, and we hope that leads to our small family company being successful enough to feed our family. So that's our goal, and you guys have been so helpful in helping us to promote positive education. So we thank you, and thanks so much for sharing your entire show with me this week. That's extremely generous and gracious of you, and thank you for all the great work that you guys do every day.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
You guys. Give hugs to Amanda. And, folks, we are out of time, but if you would like to email us, you can reach us at pettalk@live.com, and we will be back next week. And Anthony will be on for a few minutes next week, so we'll talk to you then, Anthony.
Happy New Year!
You too.